What if God is not done with Israel or with you? In Romans chapter 11, Paul says God is able to graft the natural branches back into their own tree and to graft Gentiles into that same Jewish root. In a culture drifting into unbelief, discover how faith, not perfection, secures your place in God's covenant story. Let God graft you in and see how good He really is. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you're enjoying this series, Romans chapter 11, Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty. It is a great set of scriptures. We've been looking at chapters 9, 10, and 11, and Israel, God's nation, the Church, God's bride, God's sovereignty, God. So I hope you're enjoying it. If you are, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that huddle inside that Washington Defender app. That really helps us accomplish our goal. When you share this content, it goes out to more and more and more people, and it allows the Word of God to set deep into our hearts. Because how many of us know that in the state of Washington, we need more of God's Word? So if that's the way that you can contribute to FPIW, thank you so much. We encourage you to share our content. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It truly does help us out. So our question of the day is, what if God decides to graft them in again? And you might be going, what in the world is he talking about? Well, let's read it. Romans chapter 11, verse 22. Behold, the kindness and severity of God. To those who fell, severity, but to you, God's kindness. If you continue in his kindness, otherwise you also will be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all of Israel will be saved, just as it is written. The deliverer will come from Zion. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob. This is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. From the standpoint of the gospel, they, Israel, are enemies for your sake. But from the standpoint of God, God's choice, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. So we are going to look at verses 23 and 24. And they also, if they do not continue in their unbelief. So this is the thing that you need to understand. I've had so many people say to me, but look at Israel. Why would we support them? Look how ungodly of a nation they are. Now, typically when I hear that, I ask for evidence of their ungodliness. And sometimes there's things produced, but oftentimes there's just not. It's very, very weak argument that people are making. But we do know a lot of Israel are secular Jews who do not operate in belief. The Bible tells us that's how it's going to be until the time of the Gentiles is fulfilled. There's a partial hardening. So we see it right here in Scripture that this is what God predicts in this time. However, the concept being taught right now, it says, if they do not continue in their unbelief, in other words, they're in unbelief, if they do not continue in that and they move to faith, then they're going to be grafted back in again. Isn't that powerful? So when we see Israel, the nation of Israel, operating in unbelief, it is an evidence of that God is able to move them forward into belief, and they'll be grafted back in again. Now, if they stay in their unbelief, they're not going to be grafted in. You say, how do you know? It has a conditional statement. If they do not continue in their unbelief, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. So how powerful do you see your God? Is he able to graft in the remnant? Because that's the whole context of this chapter 11, a remnant will be saved. All of Israel will be saved. The remnant of the, will be saved of Israel. So God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree, so as Gentiles, we were cut off by a wild olive tree and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree. In other words, as the bride of Christ, we were grafted in to Jewish roots. How much more, look at this, how much more will these who are the natural branches be grafted into their own tree? Who owns the tree? The church? No. The church is grafted in. The Gentiles are grafted in. Who owns the tree? Come on, think about this. Who owns the tree? To their own tree. It's a Jewish tree. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Based upon faith and trust in God. Not based on being perfect, not based on all these things, but it is the gospel message being preached each and every day that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, that he was buried, he rose again, and he appeared. And that gospel message was preached beforehand to Abraham, and he's the father of faith. You say, well, how do you know that? I read the Bible. Galatians tells us that. Genesis tells us that. I mean, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Romans, they all say the same thing. So I love people, and I love their creativity. I would encourage you to sit here and just read it. How much more will these who are natural branches be grafted into their own tree? In other words, it is the natural branches. It is Israel, the nation. It is what God has set out through our Jewish roots that that we can learn from. So what are some public square applications for today? Well, the first thing we need to do is ask ourselves, are we operating in unbelief or belief today? Do we believe in the gospel message that if we confess Jesus as Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved? Are you a person that believes in the promises and the gospel message of Jesus Christ, his payment for your sin? We don't want to be like the Jews that continue in unbelief. So I hope that you've made that commitment to believe. We see here also that there's a wild olive tree and a cultivated olive tree, and we are grafted into a cultivated olive tree. And it's not our tree as Gentiles, it's the Jewish tree. So let me be clear. We should love every tribe, tongue, every people group. And we need to understand we are grafted into a Jewish tree. He goes on to say this, which we're going to cover this tomorrow. For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery. So it is a slight mystery, right? This whole Gentile-Jewish relationship is a slight mystery. He identifies it right here. He says, I don't want you to be uninformed about it. He says, I don't want you to have wisdom in your own estimation. And so much of that is going on. So today you have to ask yourself, am I grafted in? Am I operating in unbelief? And God, look at that. God is able to graft them in again, and God is able to graft you as a Gentile in. So if you have not confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God wants to graft you into a cultivated olive tree with Jewish roots. He wants to do that today. Let him do it. Let him graft you in. I double dog dare you to see how good God is, the goodness of Almighty God. It's God's tree. He can do what he wants with it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just pray that we will not continue in unbelief, but God, we would realize that you have a nation, you have a bride, and you are sovereign. It's your tree. You own it. You graft us into that Jewish roots, the Jewish tree. You chose the nation of Israel. You chose each of every one of us as Gentiles. You foreknew us, and you destined us to be conformed to the image of your Son. Go before us today. And if there's someone listening to my voice today that has not switched from unbelief to faith in you, I pray that they would begin to make that conversion experience of repentance. That God, we are all sinners and we need a Savior. And so Jesus, we confess Jesus Christ is Lord, and we believe that you raised him from the dead. You conquered our sin, God. Our faith is in that. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.